We'll first mention several halachas that are relevant. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Simin Vov that often people daven slichas in the morning and then they make a bracha on the Tias Yadayim and Birchas HaTorah. So the question is regarding Birchas HaTorah in the course of this week. Must one say Birchas HaTorah prior to slichas? So generally, those that don't argue that they're not saying it derech limud. Birchas HaTorah is obligatory when one is involved in limud HaTorah. But if one says slichos derech tefillah bakosha, there's no requirement for Birchas HaTorah that preceded. That's the contention of those that don't say Birchas HaTorah. Regarding the Tias Yadayim, one should not be mafsik so much. One should make a bracha, bimkomo, or one should have recourse to the facilities after one completes slichas and then say that bracha. But it seems pretty clear, Mikra Adin, that one should make Birchas HaTorah prior to slichas. So that's the general conception. And it's mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Birchas HaShachar. That one should say Birchas HaTorah prior to that. The Ramah writes in Siman Mem Vav, Siv Tes, he says, She'aminig b'nei ha-slichos, she'mispalin slichos, ya'achagim mevorachim ala Torah. But then he writes, Dinogu l'sad di Birchas HaTorah miyad, achar Birchas HaShiyotzer. The Mishnah Berurah says over there, and the Ramah says, Nogu l'sad there, the meaning is to be machmir, not to say any psukim before Birchas HaTorah. So the correct practice is to say Birchas HaTorah, and that's what one should do. That's item number one. Item number two, which also is not an uncommon feature, someone who comes late to shul for slichas. So now the question is, what should one do? The issue of Ashrei. Ashrei precedes the slichas. I'll discuss it momentarily. If one says Ashrei, in some situations, you might miss the entire slichas. So perhaps one could argue that one should say slichas together with the tzibur, because Ashrei maybe is not an integral part of the slichas itself, but it's very clear, I heard from our Soloveitchik Zatzal a number of times, and that's what we'll discuss momentarily, that one should say Ashrei before one begins slichas. So in that vein, we'll just discuss a bit about the structure of slichas. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, a famous Gemara, that in the context, in the wake of the Cheder Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu interceded and asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, that Klal Yisrael should be able to achieve Kapara, and the Ribbono Shel Olam responded, "B'shor sheyisol chotim yasu l'panak yaseder azeh, v'ani em cholahem." They should follow the following seder, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam said, "I'll grant them mechila." When you look at the slichos, you'll see that essentially you have a compilation of psukim, primarily from Tehillim, and at the very beginning, the introduction, of course, you'll notice in the Shomea Tfilah, Odech L'Kol Basar Yavo, you have really here three ideas. Number one, Lo b'chesed v'lo b'masim banu l'fanecha, ki dalem m'kirashim dafakli b'losecha. It expresses the helplessness of man, the wretchedness of his being, the fact that we are not roi, we're not worthy of coming before Hashem Yisbarach. We're coming as dalin b'roshim, as individuals who are unsuited, not worthy. We're knocking on the door, and of course we're asking Hashem to give us rachmin b'tachnunim. Nol tishiveinu rekom b'fonecha. He should not respond to us b'ofen shlili. We want Hashem to respond to us. Milfanecha malkeinu rekom al tishiveinu ki ator shomea tefila. So the Second idea is the fact that Hashem is merciful and Hashem forgives the sins of man. He erases man's iniquity. He bestows chesed v'rachamim. That's the second yesod that's found here in the Akdama to the Slichos. Thirdly, you have here many psukim that portray the majesty of Hashem Yisbarach, His omnipotence in nature, how Hashem rules the universe from the flying nebula to small insects that creep on the ground. So you have these three yesodes that are embedded in the Akdama to Slichas. I'm amazed by the skillful compilation of the psukim. And when one reads them, you don't even have a sense that's a compilation from many different portions of Tanakh. It seems to form one cohesive unit. So we have no right to approach Hashem Yisbarach. We're banging on Hashem's doors like paupers and beggars. In the context of Slichos, even though sometimes we know the majesty of the human being comes to the fore, in the context of Slichos, we are lowly beings. We are small creatures. And that seems to be the focus of this entire tefillah. Slichos has in it several other elements that are also quite critical. I'll just mention a halachic issue. Someone actually today spoke to me about it. Notice something very interesting. Rishonim actually were very critical of this issue. The Balei HaSlichos went ahead, took psukim, and converted them from Lashon Yochid to Lashon Rabbi. For example, Hashem Boker Tishma Koleinu Boker Naruch Loch Unitzapeh. The pasuk itself in Tehillim in Parakeh is Beloshin Yochid. Hashem Boker Tishma Koli Boker Erech Loch Ba'atzapeh. Similarly, in Shema Koleinu we recite Al Tashlichenu Milfanecha Ruach Kodshecha Al Tikach Mimenu. In Tehillim Nun Aleph, the pasuk is Al Tashlichenu Milfanecha Ruach Kodshecha Al Tikach Mimeni. How is it permissible to change a pasuk, change it from Loshin Yochid to Loshin Rabbi? So there were Rishonim who rejected these changes and ruled that it's not permissible. There's a tshuva, the Tashbetz, by Richus. He defends the present situation, and he offers a very interesting heichacha, which to me is quite conclusive and quite convincing. He says, even Anshei Knesset HaGdola also did this. And we know the Gemara says, Anshei Knesset HaGdola were misaking Brachas, Kedushas, Tfilas, Abdolas, that's the Lashon Gemara in Brachas. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal often noted that Rashi, a number of times in Shas, Rashi always mentions in the context of Anshei Knesset HaGdola, Ubeinam, Kamen Levim. What they did was, whatever they composed was the Ruach Nevuah. And just to give you one example, probably the most famous that the Tashbis mentions, Refa'enu Hashem b'nei Rofei, in the Shmoneh Esrei, Loshen Rabim. In general, the Shmoneh Esrei is the Loshen Rabim, Hoshienu v'nivoshea, kisi loseinu rota. But the marker is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, well-known pasuk, Perek Yud Zayin, where Yirmiyahu says, Refa'eni Hashem be'ei Rafei, Hoshieni v'vashaya, kisi losiyata. So if Anshei Knesset HaGdola says the Tashbetz, they changed the pasuk from Loshen Yochid to Loshen Rabim, then apparently it's permissible. They use the license of the poetry. I'm not suggesting what I'm about to say that we should follow. What did Rav Soloveitchik do? He changed to the Loshen Yochid. Kedarko b'kodesh. But that's not the minhag of Klal Yisrael. 99.99% of Klal Yisrael just follows what it says over here. And essentially, the Levush and many others really point out that Slichas is like Shemoneh Esrei. The structure, the construction of Slichas is Domeh to Shemoneh Esrei from beginning to end. I mentioned a few moments ago about Asherei, what Tosfos writes in Brachos, and Rishonim mentioned, Lama b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah, whatever that means, that needs a separate shir. but Ashri is a matir for that which follows. And so too, the Slichus is constructed in the form of a Shemoneh Esrei. Now in Shemoneh Esrei, we have no right to petition Hashem Yisbarach or to plead with him before we say Shvacho Shel Mokon. That's a Gemara. Lo'olam Yisadar Adam, Shivcho Shel Mokon, Be'achaka Yisbalel, Gemara derives from the Psukim, beginning with Eschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu Rest Hashem, to he begged to enter Eretz Yisrael, Eschanan L'Hashem, Ba'isahi Le'mor, Hashem Elokim, Ato Achilaisa, La'aros Es Abdecho, Es Godlecho, So after he engages in Shevach, so that's a halacha, a clear din, that we don't have bakosha in the Shalosh Rishonos of the Shemoneh Esrei. So first we have Shivcho Shel Mokon, which consists of Avos, Gvuros, and Kedushas Hashem. I once heard the Rav Zatzal say a shir of several hours, where he showed how these three appear in the introduction to the Slichas. Avos, Gevuros, and Kedushas Hashem. That's halacha psuka. And since the essence, the epicenter of Slichas consists of bakosha, petition, pleading with Hashem Yisbarach, you cannot plead with Hashem Yisbarach or ask Slicha till you recite Shivcho Shel Mokon. First it has to be Shvachim B'Kilusim, and only then subsequently could you engage in any kind of bakasha, as I just mentioned, in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu. When one looks at the Slichos, so one notices after the introduction, and then we have the primary preeminent element of Slichos consists of bakasha. But again, if you look in the beginning, Shomei Tefillah, the Gvuros of Hashem Yisbarach are relatively apparent. Ata forarta ba'ozecho yam. Ata hitzavto kogulos oretz. How should we translate that? I don't have my art scroll. You shatter the ways of the sea. I don't need the art scroll. You establish the borders of the earth. Thank you. What do we do before art school? So these are recitals. It's good that you have it done. They did a wonderful job. These are recitals of the Gvuros of Hashem Yisbarach, His omnipotence, His majesty. And then we say, L'kad mafana b'seidah, b'smiros nariyalo, kel naris b'seid kadoshin rabba. I'll translate that as well. We'll greet you with thanks. We'll sing your praise. Hashem is praised by those who are holy. That's identical. Kedush Hashem. It means we're just showing you how we have Gevuros. And then Kedush Hashem, which is the functional equivalent of the Kedusha recited in Shemoneh Esrei. And then we have the other components of Slichos, which of course are Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. Slichos without vidui is not slichos. There's a famous machlokes between the Goyin and others. How many times the vidui has to be recited? Came out in every slichos, you'll find vidui recited three times. Minhag HaGro is only to say it one time. That also needs a separate discussion. What's the practice over here? Once. You follow Minhag HaGro? Unfortunately, you don't follow most of Minhag HaGro. Just it's selected. Okay, maybe you'll explain to me one day why that's so. I'm not against it. And how does Slichos conclude? It concludes with we have Shema Koleinu, which is the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And then at the end, we have short Tfilos, Aneinu. Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, Mishan al Avram Avinu, Asir Laman Amitecha, which probably goes back to the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. It's quite possible that Asay Laman Amitecha was recited in the Beis Hamikdash when they marched with Dulavim around the Mizbeach. I think our practice is to recite Asir Lamana Mitecha on one of the days of Sukkot, if I recall correctly, when we march with Lulavim around the Sefer Torah. Usually, whenever we have tefillos in Aramaic, with the exception of those that I mentioned, the Zohar, like Brich Shmei, they're very ancient. They're translated into Aramaic. That was the vernacular of Klal Yisrael during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. It's hard to know how much Lashon HaKodesh was spoken during the second Beis Hamikdash. Had they all spoken Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, the Talmud Yerushalmi would not be written in Aramaic. The Mishnah was written in Lashon HaKodesh because I imagine the elite spoke Lashon HaKodesh, but the masses spoke Aramaic. And thus, those documents which had to be understood by the crowd were translated into Aramaic in order to allow the average person to know what obligations they assumed and what duties they were required to discharge. Even Kiyum Shtoros, that the Gemara speaks about, were translated into Aramis, into Aramaic, the days of the second Beis Hamikdash. And similarly, here, the Tfilos of Rachmona Da'ani Lani Aneima, are very ancient, going back. And as I said, because of the nature of what exactly, how language was utilized, so that's in Aramaic. So, Sach HaKol, we have really four components of Slichas. One are the compilation of Psukim in the beginning, Yud Gimel Mila Shavachamim, the second element, the three Biduyim, and the short Tfilos, but essentially, we're talking about Adin Shemon Esrei. Rav Soloveitchik was noyeg to stand with his feet together the entire Slichas because of Adin Shemon Esrei. So just one last comment on the Lashon of Kedalim Ukurashim, the fact of Lasecha. Loy b'chesev, loy b'masim, bonu l'fanecha. We're not coming to Hashem, Nisbarach, because of our manifold, wondrous deeds, good deeds that we've done, but rather, kedalim ukurashim. There's a sense of emas adin, a sense of fright, of fear. We really don't have the wherewithal to approach Hashem Yisbarach in a proper kind of way. We are not noki from chet, and a person is going to be nidon on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We have to begin to be misoirer in order to enter these days in a proper kind of way. Pasuk says in Dvarim, we're going to read it this coming week in Nitzavim. V'shapta al Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'keiloi k'chol asher anoichi mitzav v'chol hayim atov v'banecha v'chol levavecha v'chol nafshecha. That's the tshuva that's required. And a moment later, umol Hashem Elokecha v'slevavecha v'slevav zarecha. So Ramban writes Barichos over there, milas halev, and that's what's required in the context of the recital of Slichos. We are very much shakua in materialism, in chomrius, and the nefesh is rachok from Hashem Yisbarach. Often we are nichshol in all kinds of maisim that are inappropriate, whether it's in midos, whether it's in dibur, whether it's in machshava, whether it's in bitul Torah. And now we have to be misoirer. That's what the Slichos come to tell us, to wake up. As the Rambam writes, "Hu yishena mishnaschem, v'nirdomim mitardimaschem, v'chipsu b'maaseichem v'zichu barachem." And we have to do tshuva. That's really the call of Slichos. And unfortunately, the Rebbeinu Shlom sometimes says, "Madu abasi v'enish karasi v'enayna." The Pasuk Yeshayo, Rabbi says here, the Rebbeinu Shlom is present, Melech Basode v'chedish Elul, and somehow we're not responsive. We don't respond. The Abid v'ein Oizer, the Nabi says, v'eshtoymen v'ein semech, Nabi Shayahu again. So we have to, dafka, respond as best we can. And the psukim that really say this are in this week's parsha, and the Torah has the following very frightening description of the Olos in Klolos. V'hoya b'shomo es dibri ha'ola azois, v'izbarech b'lvavo le'imo shalom yeli. If a person continues on his merry way, lo yeve Hashem sloach loy. And Chazal indicates svei sarava satzmeya, very difficult expression. The big machlokes of Rishonim had to interpret that expression. Lohisiv shogig al mezid. Person hears olos and it leaves no roshim on him, has no impression, doesn't change him, doesn't move him, but rather misborech bilvav olemo shalom yeli. I'll continue on my way. Rachmanu litzlan. Then even that which we did b'shegeg becomes mezid. So in effect, Ribbono Shel is asking us, is pleading with us. He wants us to do tshuva. He wants us to be misurer. He wants us to change. That's what Rabbi Yehuda writes in Shari Tshuva and Shari Beis. He says that there are two elements that should be misurer person to do tshuva. One is Shmias Divrei Torah, and two is the Yom HaDin. The Yom HaDin miskarev v'hoylech, comes closer and closer. Person thinks Shalom Yeli. So the Torah says, Leman Tzvois HaRobes HaTzmeya, if we don't undergo some change, some movement, LeYeve HaShem Tzloyach Lo. And that's another Chomur Me'oi. That's something which is, the enormity of it cannot even be measured. Here we come to ask Hashem for Rachamim, but the Rachamim, of course, is predicated upon our doing tshuva, altering our behavior, changing. So there has to be at least minimalistic yisoyrus. And that's exactly what the tefillah of Hashem Yisbarach is, to be misoyrer, and unquestionably, slichos and tefillah mima'amakim. I'll just end with the Loshon Rabbeinu Yehuda. He's talking about people, she'enam orchim, machshav istomi lizbeinim b'yiras Hashem, nemer aleihem usi yirosem usi mitzah noshim ulubada. And then the Rachmana Litzan, the Navi tells us what the owner should be. If someone is not aroused, hidden in Yosef, Rachmana Litzan, the result could be catastrophic. So here we have a golden opportunity to come before Hashem Yisbarach and me ma'or ourselves. And unquestionably, we know that if we are misoirer, if we arouse ourselves to do tshuva, small steps, there's no question, Ribbono Shel Olam will accept our tefillos. V'yoshev el Hashem birachameyu, v'yel Elokeinu ki'abed l'slach.